"Now, just one minute," he said to Mr. Hazel. "Just one minute, please. Am I to understand that you are accusing this gentleman here of committing this act?"
"Of course I am," cried Mr. Hazel. "I know he did it."
"And do you have any evidence to support this accusation?"
"The evidence is all around you," shouted Mr. Hazel. "Are you blind or something?"
Now my father stepped forward and fixed Mr. Hazel with his marvellous, bright, twinkly eyes. "Surely you know how these pheasants came here," he said softly.
"Surely I do not know how they came here," snapped Mr. Hazel.
"Then I shall tell you," my father said. "They all knew they were going to be shot today if they stayed in your wood, so they flew in here to wait until the shooting was over."
"Rubbish!" yelled Mr. Hazel.
"It's not rubbish at all," my father said. "They are extremely intelligent birds, pheasants. Isn't that so, Doctor?"
"They have tremendous brain power," Doc Spencer said.
"It would undoubtedly be a great honour," my father said, "to be shot by the chief constable of the county, and an even greater one to be eaten afterwards by Lord Thistlethwaite, but I do not think a pheasant would see it that way."
"You're scoundrels, both of you," shouted Mr. Hazel. "You are rapscallions of the worst kind."
Now then, said Sergeant Samways. "Insults ain't going to get us nowhere. Therefore, gentlemen, I have a suggestion to put before you. I suggest that we all of us make a big effort to drive these birds back over the road onto Mr. Hazel's land. How does that strike you, Mr. Hazel?"
"It'll be a step in the right direction," Mr. Hazel said. "Get on with it, then."
"How about you, Willem?" the sergeant said to my father. "Are you agreeable to this action?"
"I think it's a splendid idea," my father said, giving Sergeant Samways one of his funny looks. "I'd be very glad to help. So will Danny." What's he up to now, I wondered. Because whenever my father gave someone one of his funny looks, it meant something funny was going to happen. And Sergeant Samways, I noticed, also had quite a sparkle in his usually stern eye.
"Come on, my lads," he cried. "Let's push these lazy birds over the road."
And with that, he began striding around the filling station, waving his arms at the pheasants and shouting,
"Shoo! Shoo! Off you go! Beat it! Get out of here!"
My father and I joined him in this rather absurd exercise, and for the second time that morning, clouds of pheasants rose up into the air, flapping their enormous wings. It was then that I realized that in order to fly across the road, the birds would first have to fly over Mr. Hazel's mighty Rolls-Royce, which lay right in their path, with its door still open. Most of the pheasants were too dopey to manage this, so down they came again, smack on top of the great silver car. They were all over the roof and the bonnet, sliding and slithering and trying to keep a grip on that beautifully polished surface. I could hear their sharp claws scraping into the paintwork as they struggled to hang on, and already they were depositing their dirty droppings all over the roof.
"Get them off!" screamed Mr. Hazel. "Get them away!"
"Don't you worry, Mr. Hazel, sir," Sergeant Samways cried out. "We'll fix them for you. Come on, boys. Easy does it. Shoo 'em right over the road."
"Not on my car, you idiot," Mr. Hazel bellowed, jumping up and down. "Send them the other way."
"We will, sir, we will," answered Sergeant Samways.
In less than a minute, the Rolls was literally festooned with pheasants, all scratching and scrabbling and making their disgusting runny messes over the shiny silver paint. What is more, I saw at least a dozen of them fly right inside the car through the open door by the driver's seat.
"Get those birds off my car," Mr. Hazel bellowed. "Can't you see they're ruining the paintwork, you madman?"
"Paintwork," Sergeant Samways said.
"What paintwork?"
He'd stopped chasing the pheasants now, and he stood there looking at Mr. Hazel and shaking his head sadly from side to side.
"We've done our very best to encourage these birds over the road," he said, "but they're too ignorant to understand."
"My car, man," shouted Mr. Hazel. "Get them away from my car."
"Ah," the sergeant said. "Your car. Yes, I see what you mean, sir. Beastly dirty birds, pheasants are. But why don't you just hop in quick and drive her away fast? They'll have to get off then, won't they?"
Mr. Hazel, who seemed only too glad of an excuse to escape from this madhouse, made a dash for the open door of the Rolls and leapt into the driver's seat. The moment he was in, Sergeant Samways slammed the door, and suddenly there was the most infernal uproar inside the car as a dozen or more enormous pheasants started squawking and flapping all over the seats and round Mr. Hazel's head.
"Drive on, Mr. Hazel, sir,"
shouted Sergeant Samways through the window in his most commanding policeman's voice.
"Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, get going quick! There's no time to lose! Ignore them pheasants, Mr. Hazel, and accelerate that engine!"